I talked this morning is about taking one step at a time on the journey of life. No matter where you are, no matter the challenges, no matter the difficulties, no matter how much flow of abundance goes around you, within you, one of the most easily overlooked action that the soul wants, that brings us closer to God, that allows us to live a life of freedom and ease. When I say ease, I don't mean you won't face challenges. I mean they will come, but you will not succumb to them. And you will overcome, and you will move on to the next one, and you will claim your abundance, and you live in the atmosphere of the divine love. I will end that with a story of the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. But before that, let's find out what does the scripture tells us. Scripture emphasizes that God guides life's journey one step at a time, providing daily direction rather than a full map, requiring trust and reliance on Him for each day's needs. But most of us, we want a full map to how our life will be from A to Z. But spirit doesn't work like that. Sometimes they will show it, but you, no one knows the full extent of their life. And that's why they say, not even the great one, not even Jesus, as Jesus himself said, knows the hour when we will all finally leave this body and go only God. So this approach of, you know, trusting in God, taking that one step, encourages faithfulness in small daily obedience rather than focusing on overwhelming long-term plans. And it is in the long-term plans that's where we lose it, when things don't go out the way we want it. It shakes us and it takes away our faith and our trust. Because we want our dogs to be laid in a row. God wants us to rely on her and him on a daily basis, trusting that God is guiding our direction and managing only today's challenges. Not tomorrow, not your projection of what will happen tomorrow. Only today's challenges that you invite God in to help you, and then you relax and surrender to that will of God. And in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verse 105, this is what it says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If we look at that, what does it mean? Every step you take, every move you make, I am with you. Like a light in darkness, God typically shows only the immediate next step, not the whole road. As spoken in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 34, he talks about depending on God for our daily bread. That's what Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, that will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day. He didn't say give us for the next several weeks or the next several years. Give us this day the daily manna, like the Israelites. Because we're like those Israelites. We want everything hunky-dory. But God's no. But then their daily bread came. Because in that book of Matthew 6:34, tells us not to worry about tomorrow, as sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Each day has its own. You don't need to rank yourself about the next day. Because if you do that, you probably pass out of that, oh my God, that's coming to me. And that's why, like Uganda and other centers, that's why God does not allow us to remember our past incarnation. Or else we won't be able to even function in this lifetime. But when things start moving in the direction God wants, then here and there, God can bring the nuggets of your past. He said, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Oh, okay. In the book of Proverbs 16:9, he says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. It highlights that God, not we, directs our ultimate journey. You know. Yeah, you might say, oh, I will do this tomorrow. And thank God, that favorite expression from the Islamic faith, inshallah, if it's God's will, tomorrow we come. But right now, let us face right now, today, this very moment, as God wills, that's how we say it in the Christian way. And in the same proverb, chapter 4, verse 12, he suggests that as one steps ahead, the way will be made clear and secure, allowing the traveler to make progress without stumbling, slow and steady. As one steps ahead. Why do try and see if you can take two steps at the same time? Now that they will call jumping, isn't it? And we know when you jump, sometimes you don't land. People don't land well. Hop, steps, and jump. That's what they do with it. What is that athletic competition? There's a long jump. Yeah, well, I guess it's long jump. Hop, step, and then you leap. But try to leap with two, then you find out how quickly life unravels. And we can learn that from little kids when they're first trying to tell you to take their first step. Let us remember this, what the Lord said in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will make straight your paths. You can continue, you can go and read it. Or Psalm 37. 23 to 24. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. Oh, no, no. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. That's what we must never forget. To acknowledge that it is God who sustains us. You might think you have the ability, oh, people have always thought of themselves that I have the capacity to do this without inviting God in. Well, they know how quickly, you know, they can fall on their face. But if you say, with God's help, yes, I can do this, then you've anchored yourself to the supreme power. One step at a time. That's what leads to look how far we had come. One step at a time. As we are growing up, they will tell us. This is a proverb, and I'm sure some of you have heard this. I don't think it's just Africans alone. A journey of 1,000 steps begin with one step. Boom. You want to arrive at your destination safely, you start with one step. Doesn't matter how far the airplane is going to take you. It's not going to get you out of your room. You have to take the steps and all of that. Whatever you have planned to accomplish this year, take it a step at a time. It is only huge if you try to do it all at once. Always remember, your help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. He will not allow my steps to be shaken. I lift up my eyes up to the hills. From hence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who makes heaven and earth. He will not allow myself to sleep. Now here's the story. In the book, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse, by Charlie Mackesy, M-A-C-K-E-S-Y, maybe I pronounce it well or not. The boy says, I can see a way through. Then the response is, can you see your next step? He says, yes. Okay. Just take that, said the horse. Because if you can see your next step, don't worry about the rest. Everything will take care of. Just take the next step. If it's water you need, don't worry about the food. Can you see the water? Even though you may be hungry, well, drink the water first. That might lead you to other things. Whatever it is you need, take the food. If you can see that first step, yes. Because it is easy to become overwhelmed and frustrated by happenings and non-happenings in our life and lose track of the path. I'm sure all of us will experience some kind of frustration. It's easy to fall into a routine and lose heart when faced with challenges, obstacles, and the unknown. And that is a fact. And I'm speaking from experience. Let me repeat that again. It's easy to fall into a routine and lose heart when faced with challenges, obstacles, and the unknown. In such moments, all that one can really do, knowing that the future will unfold no matter what, is to take the next step. What if? No. Whatever will happen, will happen. Sarah, what was that song? What will be,
okay,
will be.
Okay, Sarah.
Que sera, sera, what will be, just take the first step. Just take the next step that you can see, just take that. And we must always remember, like Martin Luther King said, MLK, you don't have to lose the whole staircase. Just take the first step. In the one, I have a dream. Like Lao Tzu is a Chinese philosopher. Every journey begins with a single step. Now, to wrap it up, let us go to our the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. The boy said, "Hello." The guy saw the mole. "Hello." And the mole said, "You talking to me? Hello." And the mole said, "I'm so small." "Yes," said the boy, "but you make a huge difference." I can't remember the lady's name. I think she's pastor now. And if she's not, God bless her soul. She started Bath and Body. She said, "If you think you can't make a difference because you think you are so powerless or so small, well, apparently you've not been in bed with a mosquito." You know, sometimes we all think somebody else got it perfectly. But you don't know. Because when you lift the cover, you might find that, like the rest of us, the truth is everyone is winging it. So this boy is lonely when he met the mole. They spent time together, gazing into the wild. And the wild represents life. Frightening sometimes, but beautiful. In their wandering, they met the fox. It's never going to be easy meeting a fox, especially if you're a mole, because you know the fox wants to eat the mole. The boy is full of questions. The mole is greedy for cakes, as you will see the story. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been burned by life. So the mole asked the boy, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" The boy said, "To be kind." You know, that is a tall order, to be kind, even though it is a basic life. So the boy, always full of questions, asked the boy, "What do you think success is?" The boy said, "To love." No, the mole said, "To love." You see the two questions? He asked the boy, what would you like to do when you grow up? To be kind, to be kind. Then what do you think success is? Success is to love. When you love somebody, you are successful. When you love your God, you are successful. Well, then the boy asked, "Do you have a favorite saying?" The mole said, "Yes." "Then what is it?" If at first you don't succeed, we've had that expression, but let's hear what the more how he put it. If at all you don't succeed, have some cake. The boy said, I see. Does it work? And the boy said, every time. So the boy is still at the day and he said, and the mo said, I get you a delicious cake. Did you? Yes. Where is it? I ate it. Said the mo, oh, but I got you another. Did you? Where is that one? The same thing seems to have happened. I ate it. What do you think is the biggest waste of time? Remember, this boy has several questions. The most said, comparing yourself to others. I wonder if there's a school of unlearning in order to unlearn the things that is making us miserable. And the mole said, most of the old moles I know wish they had listened less to their fears and more to their dreams. So as they continue, they say, what is that over there? The mole said, it's the wild. Imagine going to the forest that you don't know. But the mole said, don't fear it. And as they go, the mole said to the boy, imagine how it will be if we were less afraid. And while they were doing that, guess who showed up? Mr. Fox. And the mole said, I'm not afraid of you. And Fox said, if I wasn't caught in this snare, I will kill you. I will kill you right now and eat you up. The mole looked at him and said, if you stay in that snare that it's caught you, you will die. Do we understand what is going on? If we stay in the fear that has ensnared us, we will die of that fear. So now the little mole helped the fox to get out of the snare by chewing through the wire with his tiny teeth so that the fox can be free. Because if he was afraid of the fox, he wouldn't do that. And the mole said, one of our greatest freedoms, which probably we don't put to great use, is how we react to things. Actions and reactions are equal and opposite. Some see the fox or the coyote, they are afraid, or the wolf. Some who have studied Why study the wolf? They are not afraid of them. They might be cautious. We have a friend who has written how many books? 16, Larry Ferguson, Mary Place, you know. Because he's a scientist. He studied all these things. And that's why you see those scientists, when they study, like the sharks, they said the sharks are not evil like people have portrayed them. One of our greatest fears is how we react to things. And the most said to the boy, I have learned how to be in the present. Remember, we read those scriptures that said, you know, one step at a time. How? Asked the boy. I find a quiet spot and shut my eyes and breathe. So next time things are pursuing you, maybe you need to do that like the more recommended. Breathe. That's good. And then what did he say after breathing? He focuses. Then I focus. What do you focus on? Asked the boy. Cake, said the mole. Because that's what gets it right for me. And then he asked, isn't it odd? We can only see our outsides, but nearly everything happens on the inside. And then the advisors, be careful not to fall. Because now they're where the rocks and the water is. If everything is happening on the inside, you can take care of it. But be careful not to fall for the fear that comes with it. Because in the world, there's so much beauty we need to look for. And as the mole, the fox, and the boy journey together, the mole said, being kind to yourself is one of the greatest kindnesses. Like I've said before, you can't give what you don't have. If you are kind to yourself, yes, you'll be able to joyfully give that. Because the more continue, we often wait for kindness, but being kind to yourself can start now. You don't have to wait for it. And we all know some of these things. Often the hardest person to forgive is yourself. And as they continue their journey, sometimes I feel lost, said the boy. Me too, said the mole. But we love you, and love brings you home. That love is God. Because everyone is just trying to get home. And if you feel that love, fear will subside. And as they continued the journey, now they met the horse. Hello, hello. Doing nothing with friends is never doing nothing, is it? Asked the boy. No, said the mole. Because when you fall, when you're doing things with friends, when you fall, they got your back. When you do things alone, when you fall on your own. But when your friend is the one who created you, God, when you fall, God's got your back. Jesus got your back. The saints got your back. Muhammad's got your back. Buddha's got your back. You name it, Mother Mary's got your back. The angels got your back. Everyone is a bit scared, said the horse. But we are less scared together. That's why we're a community. We can help each other spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, you name it. That's what God does for us 24/7. The horse said, tears fall for a reason and they are your strength, not weakness. Don't be afraid to tear up. Don't be afraid to bring whatever is bothering you to God. Do it through tears because it gives you a release. It's not a sign of weakness. So the boy asked the horse, now who's joined them now, what is the greatest thing you've ever said? Help, said the horse. So you can imagine how they feel. The horse is the biggest among those four now. The horse, the fox, you know, the boy and the mole. If the big one can ask for help, why shouldn't you, the little one? Then the boy, when have you been at your strongest? The horse said, when I have dared to show my weakness. If you feel people will laugh at you because you show your weakness, then go behind your closed door and show your weakness to the one who created you. Ask for that help. Asking for help isn't giving up, said the horse. It's refusing to give up. Because if you don't ask for help, you might as well, you probably already packed it in. But if you ask for help, that means, look, I still have one more step, one more step, one more step. The boy says, sometimes I worry you all realize I'm ordinary. Sometimes we don't want people to see our weaknesses or what the challenges we're going through. Love doesn't need you to be extraordinary, said the mole. And that love is God. We all need a reason to keep going, said the horse. What's yours? Getting home, said the boy. And home is where God is. The mole says, cake. So cake will take the mole to go home. I have discovered something better than the cake. No, you haven't, said the boy. I have, replied the mole. What is it? A hug. When you hug, when God's hug you, it lasts longer. Nothing beats kindness, said the horse. It sits quietly beyond all things. Then they saw the ducks and the swans on the river. How do they look so together and perfect? Asked the boy. There's a lot of frantic paddling going on beneath, said the horse. The greatest illusion, said the mole, is that life should be perfect. It cannot be. because we all see things differently. When they looked at the moon, is it that moon? Asked the boy. The moon said, it's a teacup. And when there's tea, there's cake. He's so focused on that. Be curious. Life is difficult, but you are loved. All of this is telling us how our relationship should be with God, one step, and God is guide us. Because the fox won't talk so much. They asked him, he said, well, to be honest, I often feel I have nothing interesting to say, said the fox. Being honest is always interesting, said the horse. Be honest with yourself. Once you discover that God has got your back, then that's all that matters. We may not know about tomorrow. All we need to know is that we love each other and God loves us. When the dark clouds come, keep going. When the big things feel out of control, focus on what you love right under your nose. The storm will also pass. And after the storm, you may say, we have such a long way to go, said the boy. Yes, but look how far we have come. Remember the title, look how far we have come. No matter what happens to us, one step at a time brings you to the end of your journey. If you follow all those things that the fox, the mole, and the horse, and the boy have said, God is the only answer. And with that, you can look back and say, look how far I had come. Now I have overcome my challenges, and life is good. May life continue to be good to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.